Basically, these analysts study the voting patterns since, I'd say, for more than a decade, and they find, for example, that in the mid-90s or maybe 10 years ago, support on human rights issues and votes in the UN in New York, Europe could basically rely on up to 80%, 70-odd% support among the 192 member states. Last year, this was down to under 50%, 48%, I think the figure is, and so on. In the case of the Americans, the situation is even worse. The State Department itself analyzes voting patterns at the UN and support for the American positions, and they found that the Americans are now at something like 23% support. In the 90s, it was, you know, three times that.
Why is this happening?
Well, it's happening. It's a long, complex process. It's about the shift in global power, effectively. The emerging states such as China, India, Brazil, Russia, of course, as we've seen recently in Georgia. And since 9/11, quite obviously, the clash of cultures, or whatever you want to call it, between the Islamic world and the West. Basically, the rest of the world will no longer be lectured to by the West, and on key political issues, there is almost a knee-jerk reaction of opposition to Western prescriptions rather than one of support. Now, I mean, for example, the European Union put together 27 countries is by far the biggest contributor to UN funds. It's also the biggest aid donor in the world. One would imagine that kind of financial largesse would be accompanied by political clout, but in fact it's a case of diminishing returns.
Do the US and the EU understand? I mean, do they comprehend the extent to which their influence is just ebbing away?
That's very difficult to say. I mean, I would imagine that the Bush administration itself, 8 years of the Bush administration, has probably contributed mightily to this, and we might see a change in this longer-term pattern as a result of the American elections in November. Certainly a lot of people in Europe are hoping this, but certainly as concerns the EU itself, there is quite a lot in bottles here in Brussels. There is quite a lot of self-congratulatory talk of the advantages of European soft power, for example, vis-a-vis American hard power. In other words, the power of persuasion, the power of aid programs, the attractiveness of the European social model as an export to other countries, as opposed to American whiz-bang can-do military quick fixes that don't seem to work. But in fact, the evidence presented here suggests that the Europeans are getting quite a lot wrong as well. For example, most notably in this committee, this Human Rights Committee, it's only 2 years old in Geneva. It's turned, for the West, it's turned into an absolute disaster. 19 European countries on this committee out of 47 countries represented on it are completely marginalized. They've lost more than half the votes since the thing started in 2006. And a body that is supposed to be supporting and promoting human rights and liberties worldwide has pretty much turned, some would say it's turned into a club of dictators.
Ian, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday. Guardian.co.uk/audio.